Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
The worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 Rand. How many ties do you wear? Adam Gilchrist, I've never seen you in a tie.
Morning, Lester. It's too early. I mean, if you want me to formalize my attire, I could. But I have a lot of ties, but probably only about four that I would ever wear. And frankly, depressingly perhaps, I've only worn them for funerals and weddings of late. I mean, you see, that's the flip side of both. And I did buy myself a new tie for a niece's wedding, and I absolutely love it. It's sort of a zingy, flowery Liberty print number. If you know your Liberty prints, you'll go, yes, that's a good one. All silk. And I actually want excuses to wear it. So I'm going to dress up for you at some point, maybe for your birthday or my birthday.
I haven't worn a tie in a very long time, but I can still do a Windsor knot. But let's start in the Middle East. There's waning support for Israel, not least over arms sales to Tel Aviv.
Yeah, and we've had this, frankly, very limited information, but still we know that Joe Biden has spoken to Benjamin Netanyahu. And in the course of that conversation, essentially, the American president has said that American support is now continuant on Israel doing something not to harm civilians. They haven't quite sort of spelt it out, but maybe the arms sales aspect can be spelt out. 600 British legal and academic experts have written an open letter. This includes former Supreme Court judges have written an open letter to the British Prime Minister saying, look, if Israel is breaching international law, to continue selling arms to Israel puts us in breach of international law. We need to stop or at least suspend for the time being. Should that message be sent? Now, the UK is by no means the biggest arms supplier to Israel. It's far and away the United States. But we know that Belgium, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, Canada and Japan have all suspended military support. The big one is America. It does look like Joe Biden is taking some kind of action, some kind of making a proviso on their continuing support. But I suppose the other flip side is if everyone pulls the plug, you don't really want Russia and China stepping in, do you, into the whole conflagration? It's tricky gamesmanship.
And then a transplant first success for an American with a genetically modified pig's kidney.
Yes, the first time that a GM kidney transplant from a pig has taken place, or at least the first time it's taken place with some success. And the patient has now been discharged from hospital in America. Essentially, what they did was they removed some harmful pig genes from the kidney and replaced them with human genes. So we're talking, you know, obviously microscopic work and incredibly complicated work. But this guy, 62-year-old Rick Slayman, has now been sent home 2 weeks after the surgery. He had been suffering what they called end-stage kidney disease, which I think is a bit of an American term. But anyway, we get the idea. It was pretty terminal. Organ transplants from genetically modified pigs have failed in the past. So what those who've done this is saying, this is an historic milestone in the field of transplantation. And this guy is now no longer in need of dialysis. Obviously, they're looking and waiting to see how it'll bed in long term. Rick Slayman says it's one of the happiest moments of his life. I wonder if he said that as he tucked into a bacon sandwich and a hot dog. I'm presuming not.
And then finally, welcome to Balmoral. First ever tours of the Royal Castle in Scotland. Is there a bagpipe performance as well?
Well, you would think, you'd hope, wouldn't you? It's only open for 5 weeks in July, just into August. Would you go if you could? Is there a sort of snoop element to it, I suppose?
If I'm going past Balmoral to get some whiskey, maybe.
And the only reason for going past Balmoral is because you accidentally flew into Aberdeen and drove about 100 kilometres in the wrong direction. It is very much the middle of nowhere. It is gorgeous, of course, Balmoral Castle. I mean, it was always thought by the late Queen as her favourite castle. It's nice to have a favourite castle, isn't it? It was also Queen Victoria's. In fact, Prince Albert bought it for Queen Victoria in 1852, but he thought it was too small. So he tore it down and built the castle that we know today. So the original Balmoral was made way. I mean, it might have been made way for a motorway. It was that sort of thing. Just demolish it because I don't like it. Anyway, tickets for this 5-week event have already sold out. They cost you £100 a head or 2,300 rand a head just to visit several rooms in Balmoral, not even the whole thing. But if you want afternoon tea thrown in, so I'm guessing a cup of tea and a scone, it'll cost you 3,500 rand each. Plus, of course, all the travel involved. Apparently, this is a personal decision by King Charles. I've put two and two together. I think, well, look, he's undergoing cancer treatment at the moment. Maybe the sickness benefit is not quite covering it. So now he can hire out his pad in Scotland.
Airbnb, Balmoral.
Watch out for the noise.
Adam Gilchrist, enjoy the week. I'm looking forward to chatting to you on Monday.